Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susie Campbell, and she takes care of the Lewis Public Library. Good morning to you, Susie.
Good morning.
Susie, you have a book review coming up, I believe?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay. It's A Case of Hearts. Her name is the author's name is Catherine Daugherty. She's coming tomorrow, Wednesday, to give us a book review. And the Crescent Club is helping sponsor it, and this is their regular meeting day, and they just chose today or tomorrow to have her come also. And the public is invited, so we're real anxious to have everyone come.
You bet. Now, where is the author from?
She is from Pella.
All right, so she has a little bit of trip to make,
but
that's great that she's coming to Lewis and coming to your library. That's pretty exciting stuff.
She's related to two of our people here in Lewis.
Ah, that kind of helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it is exciting to have an author come and, you know, real living person and talk about her books.
Yeah. We're excited about it, so we're looking forward to have her come.
Does she have a series, or is this the first book, or tell us a little more?
I think she has written quite a few, but this is not in a series. It's just a standalone book.
Okay. And, of course, you have it at the Lewis Public Library.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm guessing it's going to be very popular in terms of, you know, having met the author. I just think that makes a book really special.
It does make a difference, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so this is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, at what time?
1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 o'clock at the Lewis Public Library. And people, if you haven't been to the Lewis Public Library, well, it's right there on Main Street. You can't miss it. And you have a treat, I think, going to your library, because it's been remodeled, it's been revised, it's been, you know, it has a special home.
A whole new library.
A whole new library, yes. And it's not just a library, as though a library is enough, but you have another special part of your library.
Mm-hmm. Our Heritage Center. And everything in the Heritage Center is Lewis-related. We have nothing out of Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very popular, too, and the gals have done a great job with it. It's worth seeing, so I hope people can make a trip down if they haven't seen it and come back if they have seen
it. Bet. And, of course, Lewis has a long history in Cass County, being the first county seat, and there is that just long history, and much of it is represented as well as more recent. One of the things that I have enjoyed looking at are all of the pictures of the Lewis school classes.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of them. In fact, my class graduated from here in Lewis, and we still meet once a month for breakfast.
Oh, once a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
My class, a lot of us are still around this area, which is very unusual.
Yes.
So we still all get together.
Yes, that is neat because, you know, so many classes, it's like every 5 years, and it's hard to keep up.
Right.
So you keep up with the news every month. That is that's really neat.
Yeah, we don't have to have a class reunion every month.
You do that every month.
Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, the Lewis School that we're talking about no longer exists, the one that you graduated from.
Right. It burned, so... In fact, we were the last class to graduate.
Oh.
So they always thought that was kind of odd. And I said, well, not really.
Yeah, somebody had to be the last one.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's,
you know.
Right.
But, and so all of that history is there, plus, as you say, history from the area. And very easy to get to and just fun to see. You have people who've donated a lot of those things that are in that center.
Yeah, everything, in fact, in the upper level is Heritage, the Heritage Center, and everything's been donated. And a few of them want things back, but, you know, they just have let us borrow them for display for a while, and then they come and get them, and we display something else. So.
Okay. So it is sort of a rotating display. If you've been there once, maybe you need to go back again and see what's new.
Right, uh-huh.
Yes, they're really fun. And I think... It is of interest, I think, in terms of history to everybody. But if you're kind of from the area, it's also fun to see all of the names of people who've donated things, people who are in the pictures. That's really fun.
Right. It is fun to look through. And we have a lot of our old school annuals from way back when. So they're real popular, to look through.
Very good. Well, let's talk again about the library itself, because you... As you said, really a new library. What are some of the things that you offer people, some of the services that you offer people. Obviously, checking out books, but I know most libraries anymore have more than that to offer.
Yeah. We give a lot of programs, and we have children's programs. And since Lewis is a small town and there's not much left in our community, it's kind of the gathering place here in town, too, after the cafes closed. And so we have a coffee group in the afternoon, and they have their little table and their space that they can visit. And we have the children, of course, come, and they watch movies and have book programs and adult book programs, which we, you know, are having one tomorrow. And there's just a lot of different things. They just kind of gather at the library since that is the only place open in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a community center then.
It is.
So that's really a very useful kind of tool. Brent kind of brings the community together to know they have a place to gather there.
Yeah.
And do you have a computer that people can use?
We have 5 public computers.
5. That's great. That's great.
And then we also purchased, let's see, I had written a grant last year, and we purchased a learning center for the young ones.
Okay.
That's real popular with the kids, too.
Now, if you don't have a book that somebody wants, somebody else, so you need to read this book or whatever, how can you help people get that book?
We have a system on our computer that is hooked up with the state library, and then we look up the book, and there's different libraries that have, if they have that book, then we can request it from them. And they send it to us, and then, of course, we send it back when they're through with it.
Mm-hmm. So just because you walk in the library, the book's not there, doesn't mean you can't get it. You just need to ask Susie. And do you have an assistant also, Susie? Are you the...
Angela Johnson that lives here in Lewis. She's the assistant.
Okay. And what are your hours?
Our hours are, we're open on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday mornings. And we're just open in the afternoons.
Okay.
It's open at 1, and then we close at 5:30 on some days and 6 o'clock on some other days.
So. Okay. Come to the Lewis Public Library. And again, if you have not been there, I think it's a real treat to come and visit the Lewis Public Library. We are just so lucky, I think, Susie, in terms of the libraries that we have in Cass County, and I think probably other rural counties around the area. We're just so fortunate. And many of them have been recently either remodeled or rebuilt.
Oh, yes. And we have an organization, the Cass County Librarians. We get together once a month and kind of discuss, you know, what each of us problems or good things that are happening. And that's kind of a good thing to do, too, because we can compare stories and get help from one another if we have problems.
Mm-hmm. So. And get ideas for programs. And,
right.
Yeah, good. Good to know that you're doing that. Again, the library itself is a real source, but we need to remember that you, as those people who are taking care of our libraries, also have a great deal of information. And we often should just ask you if we have a question. And
don't have it, we get it from somebody else.
Yeah, so you can just help us find it. So it is a great source of assistance to the public. And no cost, right? We don't have to pay for a library card or pay to enter. And you don't probably care if I come from Atlantic to get a book?
Absolutely not. We get Atlantic people down here. So that's just fine. No, everything's free.
Yes.
Lake Library. So.
Susie, have you ever had like a book exchange? I'm thinking more paperback books where people bring in the books that they aren't using anymore and you can take one.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. And we always have a stand that books that we've weeded out, people can, if they want to give us a donation, that's fine. If not, they just take the books for free. And that's a way of, you know, getting rid of them that we don't have to take someplace to. And that's kind of a job, too, if we have to drag them off somewhere.
Right.
So we always have to stand here with some books that people can either, as I say, give a donation or just take.
And probably they get passed on to other folks, so who knows where those books end up. So that's a great service again. And a service, if I can bring my books in, if whoever, your clients can bring books in, you know, we kind of need to declutter sometimes, and that's a good way to, instead of throwing them away, here's a use for them. So great things. Okay, Susie, let's quickly remind people about tomorrow's event.
Okay, we have our book review with Catherine Daugherty, and it starts at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much, Susie Campbell, for visiting with us today and inviting us to the Lewis Public Library. Until next time, here's the thought. It does not do well to dwell on dreams and forget to live.